All week, we've been bringing you profiles of places that intrigue us. It's part of our community storytelling project, Hear, Hear. And now we head over to Oakland, where reporter Isabel Angel visited a place that's iconic in the city's skyscape, a huge gold building that shines when it catches the sunlight. Here's Isabel.
So I've lived my whole life in the Bay Area, specifically in the East Bay. And when I was little, I remember seeing a castle up in the Oakland Hills. My mom told me it was the Mormon temple. And growing up in a non-religious household, that really didn't mean a lot to me, but I did think it was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. I imagined a princess living in there. Today, I know a princess doesn't live there. The temple was built in 1964, and it used to be open to the public. After about 100,000 people walked through, the Church of Latter-day Saints officially dedicated it as a holy place. So this means when I went to visit, I wasn't allowed to go inside the temple. But I did talk with Jay Pimentel, who's been coming to this place his whole life.
It's for special worship services during the week. In fact, it's closed on Sundays. We hold our regular Sunday services in the church meeting buildings across the way. Also, it is a place where a temple marriage can be performed. This is a marriage performed inside a Mormon temple is declared to be for not till death do you part, but to also carry on into the eternities. So if we were to hold the wedding across the way in the regular chapel meeting house, it would be until death do you part. Here, my wife and I were married in this temple in 1975, and the words were, because it is in this sacred and holy place, we hereby make the marriage one for time and for all eternity. So that's a difference. You know, this is a busy and hectic arena to live in, the San Francisco Bay Area. It's vibrant, it's exciting, it's why I like to live here. It's terrific. But to have a respite, to have a place where it is just this quiet, that one of the sounds I like here the very best is the sense of quiet. My wife and I will sometimes come up here on the terrace and just sit. And it's a good place for us to, each year we like to sit down and talk about, okay, what's happened in the last year? What are we going to do going forward? And how do we do that? This is just a great and inspiring place to do that.